Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Friday morning. Partly cloudy skies throughout the day, some scattered flurries as well, high near 33, then cloudy this evening, low near 21. And for Saturday, mix of sun and clouds, high right around 44. Great day today in Central Ohio, joined this morning by Major Tim Higgins with the Newark Salvation Army. Obviously a busy time for you as we get closer to the Christmas day and all the fun that goes into Christmas. Real quick for you and your family, how do you enjoy Christmas? Because, I mean, you're so busy doing all the things that you do for everyone else in our community. Do you just give yourself a chance as the Higgins family to say, okay, decompress a little bit, let's enjoy our Christmas?
Well, the nice thing is we're close to our kids. We're the closest we've been to our children in forever. Mm-hmm. Both of our kids live in Columbus, so we get to see them, you know, fairly often. My son and his family will go to their in-laws Christmas Eve. They have a dinner there, and then they open some gifts. Then they'll go back Christmas morning to open whatever else Santa Claus has dropped off overnight. And then they're coming to us sometime Christmas Day. So that'll be nice. Then our daughter and her husband and our third grandchild will be coming up Christmas Day as well. So Christmas Day will be pretty loud and pretty busy in my household.
So on Christmas Day, because obviously Salvation Army, it's the mission of God is that, do you have like a special prayer service on Christmas morning that you got to take care of that first and then you hit the family stuff or no?
Generally everything is done on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. What's really nice is we're making some great inroads with our shelter guests, and just really, the families there are wonderful people, and the single men and the single women, we've developed some really good relationships with them. So Christmas Eve, we'll do something special, I'm sure, over at the shelter. My wife plans all that.
You stay out. That's because it's always successful, so yeah. You stay out of
I
that.
I just go where I'm told to be, you know. You tell me to be there at someplace at 6 o'clock. Okay, I'm right there.
See, that's why we stay happily married, Major.
That's true.
That's why. You know, talk about that. And I think sometimes folks forget that, you know, there's the shelter aspect of the Salvation Army. And for whatever reason, these folks have found their way there. But boy, did you have that something on Christmas Eve. Major, I got to think that's just so uplifting for those folks who are dealing with the issues right now that most of us can't comprehend.
Right. I was talking with my wife yesterday, and she was telling me about a couple that we have there in the shelter right now. They're 18 and 19 years old, married couple, and she's pregnant. And I looked at my wife and I said, please tell me their names aren't Mary and Joseph. And she said, no, but it just reminded me,
Sure. Here's
this young married couple expecting a child, homeless, and coming to us. And I just said, you know, what better Christmas story than to have this young couple? And she's really, you know, she's quite impressed with them.
Mm-hmm.
Really sweet couple. We have another couple with us that he just found a job. He's going to be doing, working on hanging drywall in those new apartments that are being built over by Walmart on 21st Street.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
we're really excited. So they're still looking for a place as well. So
mm-hmm.
it's been interesting.
You know, again, we've talked so much about homeless, not only with Salvation Army, but city officials and other nonprofits. It is a tough thing for not only the folks that are in it, but the folks that want to help, because you can only do so much. I mean, if Major Higgins could wave his wand, I'm sure he'd build shelters all over this community to help people. But you can't do that. You got to be able to help the ones that are there and they're asking for that help right now.
You know, the interesting thing is the people in our shelter, they really are actively looking, actively seeking places to live. You know, I don't know anybody who gets up first thing in the morning and says, hey, I want to be homeless and I want to go live in a shelter. I've never met that person. If that person exists, please come and see me because I want to have a talk with you. But they're actively seeking, and I like the fact that they trust us enough to come to us, to share what, you know, with us and allow us to try and, you know, and help them out. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's kind of change the subject. Well, not change. We'll stay on the subject of Christmas and helping people out. But as everybody knows, back on the first Sunday in November, we kind of helped kick things off with the Rolling Thunder Toy Drive and getting everything going. So first off, let's kind of let people know how many families are involved in this year's Christmas program. And there's still time to donate and when you'd like to have all that stuff in.
So this year we've had requests from 888 families. I actually think that's going to be more because we work with West Licking Fire Department. They, all of their applications are processed through our system. So I'm guessing we're probably, you know, if we haven't passed the 900 mark by now, I would be really, really surprised. That's up about 30% from last year. That's a lot of need. There's a lot of need in our community. And as usual, Newark and Greater Licking County always step up. We set an ambitious goal for our kettle this year. We want to raise $105,000. As of last night, we're at about $55,000. So traditionally, and it's been always been my experience, the last full week of our Christmas season, we make half of our goal. Mm-hmm. So we're at that halfway point now. So I'm putting a challenge out there. We've got a lot of groups coming up, standing kettles, but, you know, $50,000 is a lot of money to raise. But, you know, I think we can do it in this county.
Mm-hmm.
We have just seen so much, such a great outpouring of people coming in and coming up to the kettles. And, you know, it's amazing when we bring them in at night and we're counting them. And, you know, my wife and I are just kind of looking at us, you know, in awe of what this county provides.
Who does that counting? Is it just you and your wife, or is there a group, committee?
We'll get a group of people that'll come in occasionally. Sometimes it's just my wife and I. And, you know, that's, for us, that's a good time to catch up too, because my wife and I are on such different schedules. You may or may not know, we're without a shelter manager right now. So my wife is doubling also as our shelter manager, which she says she enjoys. And I believe her, but alongside everything else that she does, she's getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell.
Yeah.
But that's sometime when we can really just sit down and catch up mm-hmm. after a long day.
How many kettles are out there that you guys will try to pick up on? I know it varies, but on an average day, how many kettles are you guys bringing in that you count?
On an average day, it could be 5, 6, mm-hmm. upwards of 10, 12,
mm-hmm.
depending. We'll have groups out, and so that's always those are great days when our service clubs and, you know, other groups help out. You started talking about the Rolling Thunder. Oh my gosh, that just amazes me. This was my third, and it never ceases to amaze me. Again, the toys, that's the beginning of our toy drive. And, you know, to watch these guys come in with some of the most outrageous costumes and the way they've decorated their bikes and, you know, the Grinches and the Santa Clauses and the elves and everything, you know, you name it, plus cash. Mm-hmm. You know, they started us off this year with $10,297 cash just at that event. Mm-hmm. And that was a great kickoff for our Christmas season.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, and again, we've been affiliated with that for so many years. It never ceases to amaze me year after year, just the amount of people who come out. And then the trucks that are lined up. Every year, it seems like they're bringing in more trucks so that they can bring the toys down. But it's not just about, you know, the toys and that. There are other things, coats, gloves, yep. people will donate that you can give to these families. Food is another thing. Yep. I think a lot of times we forget about that aspect of it. But, I mean, there are families, okay, yeah, we'll take some toys, but we could use these other essentials as well.
You know, it's really amazing when we watch. I would be remiss if I didn't recognize Jug's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
They do a breakfast, I believe, for yep. some of the bikers. And the last few years they've come in this year, collected more, upwards of between $3,000 and $4,000
mm-hmm.
that they brought in a few days later. It's crazy to see the amount of stuff. Save a Lot on East Main Street. I think it's a donation of $5, and they put together this little bag of food. And we use those as the beginning of our food boxes. So we'll partner with Jobs and Family We'll partner with several other groups in town that will adopt families. So toys, again, you've seen, I'm sure, the big ones are at Walmart, the two Walmarts, the Angel Tree, mm-hmm. The tags. I think that campaign is just about done. I have not gone to the toy warehouse in a few days to see what that looks like. I'll be going up probably later on today because the packing of those is due and getting them ready for the families to come. That's distribution for that is the 18th, 19th, and 20th for everyone who has filled out an application. And like I said, that's just going to be amazing to go in there and see.
So can folks still drop off stuff now if they want?
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah. Is there a cutoff for that, or you'll take them?
You know, we'll take stuff all year round because, it gives us a start for next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be using a lot of what we had, what came in after the fact last year. We brought that over to the toy warehouse. And, you know, just the amount of requests is a bit overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, every kid and every family that requested help from us this year will have toys on Christmas Day.
Now, talk about that packing process. I've been down there in years past to help pack. I've been down there in years past to help hand out mm-hmm. as well. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about a symphony and getting things right as fast and as quickly as you can. That turnaround is unbelievable.
What's amazing is we've been here. This is now our third Christmas here, and again, that's pretty astounding to me. Our first Christmas, we were in a very small warehouse. I can't even remember the address. It was crazy, but everything came in, and you know, all the volunteers came in and packed the bags and packed the boxes. Last year, the county rented us some space up by the basket,
mm-hmm.
The old Park National office, and then another area on the side of the building. That was full, and the army of volunteers that comes in and again does the packing. This year, I wanna thank the Hess family.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon is on our board, so he and his brother own a building up on West Main Street. It used to be Buckeye Volleyball, I think it was.
Could be.
It's a little bit past the hospital and right next to the VA office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be Advantage Fitness.
Advantage Fitness, yes, yeah. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then Buckeye Volleyball or something. It's a beautiful facility. They have given it to us for the season as our distribution warehouse. So I've kind of, you know, he says, you have use of the whole building if you need it. So I like to go up there occasionally and walk through the building and cast a vision of what's going to happen in that building. And when you walk in the main area, there's the biggest area is four volleyball courts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're just filled with toys and boxes of food and Angel Tree gifts and all of that. Waiting for the elves to come in and organize into the family boxes for distribution.
So when you said that'll be the 18th, 19th, and 20th?
Yes.
So if folks want to help with that, what do they need to do?
Call the Salvation Army, and we'll be glad to take names and numbers and set you up with times to come up and help out with
mm-hmm.
that.
And then that's usually you get that done. And then will the distribution itself take place there? Will you have people
yep.
come there?
Yep, everyone
okay.
will come there.
All right.
It's a huge facility.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great parking lot up there. So, you know, come in and it shouldn't be, hopefully, too much chaos. But, yeah, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I know in years past you've had the names associated with the boxes ready to go. Is it kind of that same thing this year?
So, yeah. So every family that's coming to pick up a box of toys and food, so what they'll do is they'll come in. They've gotten a letter from us. Saying come in on this day at this time. They bring that letter in. There'll be someone at the front desk, and then we'll have runners going
mm-hmm.
and getting the food boxes, the toy boxes, and bring them out to them and load them into their cars.
Should be a lot of fun. Because this is right up from the radio station, so I probably will pop in there and help out a couple, because I've done it before. And here's the other thing when you do that, Major. The folks are so appreciative. So many times
yeah.
we hear, oh, you know, these people want to be homeless, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it more than I have, but they are so appreciative of what they're receiving on that day.
And it's just a beautiful time for us to just sit there and, well, not sit there, walk in and run around all day and for those 3 days and just, to see the families. And some of them, you know, when they're asking for gifts, many of them are not expecting to get what they're asking for. And when, you know, someone says, you know, my kid would really like a bike. And, you know, we put that down and, you know, that when you wheel that bike out, you just watch families just melt. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's a great thing if folks haven't had a chance to do it. I would suggest you get a hold of the Salvation Army and then help them out. All right, let's get back to the bells. I know we, as a radio station, will be ringing bells. I know as a member of the Kiwanis Club, we'll be doing that again this weekend as well. Do you still need volunteers to do that as well?
Yes. Give me, you know, call my office, call the Salvation Army. I've got several calls to make today to line people up for some shifts. Yes. The answer is yes.
They come out. And it usually could be an hour. It can be 2 hours. It could be longer.
You
folks
tell
wanna
me what you want and as many times as you want. I will bend over backwards, literally, to get you out there.
And it's you've got them at the usual spots, the Walmarts, the Kroger's?
We're specifically covering Walmart and Kroger because those are just the biggest spots. Mm-hmm. So we're excited.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a lot going on.
And you have the small little kettles that you'll see on the tops of counters. Now, this was shocking to me. You know, a lot of people put money in those, and you look at them, you think, well, it can't hold that much. Hold enough.
You'd be surprised how much change you can cram into one of those things. One of our board members, and a shout out to him, Jim Hill, retired gentleman, delivers all of those counter kettles. And when the day he delivered them empty, he came back. He and our maintenance man came back. And I'm not sure which location it was, already had this huge bucket full of pennies. I'm not looking forward to running that. It was very heavy. It's sitting in my safe right now. But we've got about 80 of those small counter kettles out across the community. And you would be surprised how much change in coin and, you know, in bills and that you can cram into one of those things.
And here's the thing, because I'll hear so many people when we're even out ringing bells, folks are like, oh, I only have about 50 cents. And I'm like, okay, well, what does it matter? Everything counts. Yeah. And I mean, it does. People
it really
might not
does.
Think it does, but that change adds up quickly.
That change. So when we go to the bank every day to deposit the money from the previous day's kettles, there are days that the bank just rolls their eyes at me. Nearing the end of the season. Now, when we bring in those 80 or so counter kettles, out of that, I will probably get 3 bags just of coin. And at that time, when we walk in with that, the bank just kind of looks at me and says, really? Really? And I say, here we go.
That's right.
And now, you know, fingers crossed. Last year, I broke Park National's coin machine twice.
Oh.
With the amount of coin I was putting through it. Fingers crossed that doesn't happen this year.
You hope not. Either that or you're going to have to go to one of the grocery stores and stand at one of those coin machines.
No, that would be worse. That would just be worse.
I was going to say, nobody wants to stand there and do that. All right, so then how long will they be out, and how long will the actual, you know, the bells that people think about, the kettles, how long will those be out?
So our last day of bell ringing will be December 24th. Again, fingers crossed. We try to bring everyone in, you know, between 4 and 5 o'clock because, you know, everyone's got Christmas Eve with their family, and I'm not so much of a Scrooge that I would keep you out late. Plus the stores close early on that day.
Well, there's the answer.
You know, in my younger days, I think I did probably forget people and on Christmas Eve and not get to a store, but you know,
I
apologize.
And then finally, I want folks to understand, too, we're talking about the holiday season, obviously, because that's where we're at. But the Salvation Army, you need volunteers at the soup kitchen. You need people to help at the shelter. You need people to do different things throughout the year. So I just want folks to remember, yes, this is the time of the season when you want to jump in. But, boy, you can use help 365 days of the year.
So the biggest programs that we have are the emergency shelter. That's between 52 and 55 beds. That's single men. A single men's dorm, a single women's dorm, and then we've got a family dorm. We have, and I tell this story not to garner sympathy, but I do want to make people aware. We have a family in there, mom, dad, and several children who've been there for almost a year. Because trying to find a place big enough for them. And it's pretty amazing to watch the kids. They're so resilient. So we've got the shelter. We have our feeding program. So Monday through Friday, 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then Saturday and Sunday is supper only. Last year, we served between 70 and 75,000 meals. That's a lot of food. And then, of course, we've got our food pantry. Mm-hmm. We've got our Foodorama program, which is food reclamation from restaurants and big supporter from Denison when they're in school. All of Meta out in Aetna is a big supporter of the Army. It's just amazing the amount of service and things that people get behind mm-hmm. in this community.
Yep, it's a wonderful community. Real quick again, if folks want to volunteer for anything that's happening to Salvation Army, not just the holiday season after that, but if they want to volunteer to help pack and get ready for the Christmas program, how do they get a hold of you?
Call the Salvation Army or, find us on our website.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, easiest ways to get us. We return the phone calls. We'll call you right back.
Major, as always, it's a pleasure having you in. I know you're going to be running around like a chicken with your head, if you haven't already, which I know you have. But these next week and a half will be very, very busy for the Army. So good luck and thank you for all you do.
Dave, thank you for your support of the radio station. And again, Newark, Greater Licking County. Thank you again for stepping up so generously this year.
Happy to do it. Be sure to join us Monday on Talk of the Town as Judy Dollison, president of the Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, will join us, and we'll discuss ways that folks need to protect themselves during the holiday season, especially when it comes to scams and Christmas gift returns. We'll get you back to the music next, however, with Zach Brown on Buckeye Country 107.7.